I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis. New World Report, Argentina, Buenos Aires. A resounding electoral defeat for Argentine President Javier Milei in the country's most populous province, Buenos Aires, could force him to build political alliances, casting doubts on the government's ability to carry out its program of fiscal austerity. Professor, this looks like a bump in the road of democracy. Is it more than that?
Well, it is probably just a bump, John, but I think it's a cautionary tale of some of the difficulties that Milei confronts as he continues down this path of economic reforms and austerity and other things. In reality, there are probably multiple factors that accounted for the loss by La Libertad Avanza of this election. Number one was that Milei himself and his party has not been as cooperative with the traditional center-right allies of his party, the pro, as many would like. I'm thinking that La Libertad Avanza itself could win and triumph in the Buenos Aires local election. What ended up happening is the Peronists were able to become more uniquely united than they had previously been. They were able to have a compelling message that some of the difficulties that the people in Buenos Aires, which accounts for literally 40% of the country's population, felt. Things like increased prices from the end of subsidies, cuts in certain benefits, refusal by the Milei government to increase pension payments to accommodate inflation, saying that there just wasn't any money. And so that combination of suffering, the ability of the Peronists to politically unite and have a compelling message around that, that all, I think, really accounts for how they got to literally 47% of the vote versus 33% for La Libertad Avanza. There is also an additional factor in that Milei's own star has been tarnished a bit because of a corruption scandal that came out with a disability agency receiving kickbacks for contracts, something that may have actually involved Milei's own sister, according to some taped messages that were made public. But at the end of the day, this election is relatively minor. The big next election comes on October 26th when there's elections for the national legislature, and that will really determine what the power of Milei's party is and its ability to do things in Congress versus the Peronist opposition. But it is at least, I think, a harbinger that the desire of La Libertad Avanza to go it alone to a certain extent, the ability of the Peronists to make, to crystallize a message around that growing dissatisfaction with some of the costs of Milei's policies, that could have political consequences with Milei in the second half of his term that we are now beginning to enter.
A final detail about the vote. Did it involve the genuine reports of extreme poverty and a plunge in the level of support the government offers the meekest among them?
Well, at the end of the day, John, it's all about perceptions, as politics always are, as you know. But clearly, Milei has made significant real progress in eliminating poverty. The poverty rate has come down by something like 20 percentage points. In part, that's been getting inflation under control. In part, that's been creating some macroeconomic stability and beginning to reactivate the Argentine economy. I think the issue was what people in Buenos Aires felt, and the elimination of a number of different subsidies, which caused increases in electricity prices, which caused increases in public transport prices, the loss of some other things, the very publicized political issue of Milei saying there wasn't enough money to increase pension payments. For many in Buenos Aires, that was about not doing enough to help the people who were their parents and grandparents. And so at the end of the day, it was the pain that was politically felt rather than arguably the actual numbers, which I would argue that you know, for Milei, he has made enormous progress on Argentina's macroeconomic situation. But oftentimes it's the perceptions and not the macroeconomic story which determines you know, who gets to call the shots in politics and who runs the country.
It's perception. I agree. However, Milei is an international speaker. He enjoys the attention he gets when he travels. Is that wise, given that home cooking is what will win him votes back in Buenos Aires? We have about a minute.
Well, certainly the people on the international stage are not who votes. And this was a local election about local conditions and local politics.
Right.
My sense is that there's an appreciation of Milei on the international stage, but for some Argentinians, especially within Peronism, it's seen as a distraction of Milei not being sufficiently attentive to the suffering that individual Argentines are feeling at home.
Mark Antony spent all that time in Alexandria with a foreign queen. It was a factor. Evan Ellis, welcome back, Professor, from the U.S. Army War College.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra. Y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-trim toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.